Listening Library presents Chasing Redbird by Sharon Creech. Read for you by Jenna Lamia.
Chapter 1. Tangled Spaghetti. Worms dangled in Aunt Jessie's kitchen. Red worms, swarming over a lump of brown mud in a bowl. The bowl and the worms and the lump of mud were in a cross-stitched picture hanging above the stove. When I learned to read, I made out these words in blue letters beneath the bowl. Life is a bowl of spaghetti. Those worms weren't worms. They were spaghetti. I imagined myself rummaging among the twisted strands of pasta. That was my life. There were more words. Every now and then, you get a meatball. That mud was a meatball. I saw that meatball as a tremendous bonus you might unearth in all those convoluted spaghetti strands of your life. It was something to look forward to. A reward for all that slogging through your pasta. In my 13 years, I've had meatballs, and I've had lumps of mud, too. My name is Zinni, for Zinnia, Taylor. I live with a slew of brothers and sisters and my parents on a farm in Bybanks, Kentucky. Our house fits snug up against Uncle Nate and Aunt Jessie's, the two houses yoked together like one. Sometimes it seems too crowded on our side, and you don't know who you are. You feel like everybody's spaghetti is all tangled in one pot. Last spring, I discovered a trail at the back of our property. An old